And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, it seems the White House has a new Associate Communications Director. Tyler Cherry is his name, and he's formerly of the Department of the Interior, and he's been promoted to this position. Now, you might be wondering what qualifies Mr. Cherry for such a role. It could be his nuanced understanding of law enforcement, as evidenced by a 2015 social media post he wrote stating, quote, "Time to recall that the modern-day police system is a direct evolution of slave patrols and lynch mobs." Or maybe it's his keen grasp of economics, which was demonstrated when he prayed, quote, "to end a capitalistic police state." Or it could be the fact that he minored in gender studies in college. Whatever the case is, I'm sure we can all agree that the White House communications team is in excellent hands. Moving to the world of high school athletics in Washington State, it seems that a biological male competing in the girls' division has shattered records, of course he has, and left his female competitors far, far behind. The man won the 400-meter race with a time that would have been unimpressive in the boys' division, but apparently good enough to secure a state championship for his school. And the girls who trained their entire lives tirelessly, only to be outpaced by somebody with clear biological advantages, I'm sure they were so thrilled for his stunning victory, because it was a victory for equality. In baseball news, it appears that the Texas Rangers are the only Major League Baseball team not hosting a Pride Night this season. Good for them. And the Associated Press, while they don't like it very much, they are befuddled by the decision, wondering how the Rangers can possibly make everyone feel welcome without dedicating an entire baseball game to celebrating alternative lifestyles. The Rangers maintain they're committed to making everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball, but clearly that's not enough for some people. I guess it's probably just a wait-and-see game now. We'll wait and see if the lack of rainbow jerseys leads to a mass exodus of baseball fans for the Texas Rangers. Something tells me, probably not. Meanwhile, CNN is taking an interesting approach to the upcoming presidential debate. They have decided that allowing people to stream the debate with live commentary, it's just too dangerous. Too dangerous for who? It's almost like they don't trust the American people to think for themselves. That's probably not the case. In medical news, Dr. Ingrid Skop, an experienced OBGYN, recently testified before a Senate subcommittee affirming that direct abortion is never medically necessary to save a mother's life. Dr. Skop emphasized that all laws allowed for necessary medical interventions in life-threatening situations, contrary to some popular narratives. She also raised concerns about the unsupervised distribution of abortion drugs, citing risks such as undiagnosed ectopic pregnancies and potential future fertility issues. Yeah, it's like medical decisions, like really complicated ones, should be made by doctors, not politicians. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.